Thank you, Berkowitz, for addressing us this morning, and please give Berkowitz your full attention and shut off your cell phone ringers.
Okay, shalom aleichem to everybody. I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak for such a chashuv olam. I was asked to discuss in Yonei Chanukah. There's an amazing Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara there gives us two etzes. How is a person zeichet to have children talmidei chachamim? Everybody wants to have banim talmidei chachamim. What etzah is there from the Chazal to have banim talmidei chachamim? Amar Rav Huna, haragel b'ner havin lei banim talmidei chachamim. Zok Rav Huna, a person that's ragel b'ner, Rashi says, Sai Ner Shabbos, Sai Ner Chanukah. Person that's ruggled him, Makayim, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Havanle banam Talmidei Chachamim. He's Zeichet to have children Talmidei Chachamim. And Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, in the Schus of Ner Mitzvah, which is Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, Torah Or, a person is Zeichet to bring into his house the light of Torah, and for that he's zeichet to have children, talmidei chachamim. Now, of course, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. Many people, most people, ruba de ruba of all shemir Torah mitzvahs, are ruggel b'ner. Who's not makayim ner Chanukah? Who's not makayim ner Shabbos? Even chilonim are makayim ner Shabbos and eres Chanukah. Even the traditional Jews that are not Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, but Neres Chanukah, Neres Shabbos, and Makayim. And unfortunately, we see there are many people that are not Zeichet to have children, Talmidei Chachamim. What is the Amkus, of what does Rav Huna mean to say that someone that's Rogel B'ner, he's Zeichet to have Banam Talmidei Chachamim? Here's another Gemara, also in the same Daf and Shabbos. A member from Rava. Rava says a different member. How is a person Zeichet to have children, Talmidei Chachamim? Amar Rava. The Rochem Rabbanan, Havin Le Benin Rabbanan. A person who has Ahava, he loves Talmidei Chachamim, he's Zeichet to have sons Talmidei Chachamim. The Maiker Rabbanan, a person that has respect for Talmidei Chachamim, he has admiration for Talmidei Chachamim, he has Derechers for Talmidei Chachamim, Havin Le Chasan Vosa Rabbanan. He's Zeichet to have sons in law Talmidei Chachamim. So here we have a Gemara, a member of Rav Huna, Neris Shabbos and Neris Chanukah. Give the person the schus to have children, Talmidei Chachamim. We have the mem of Rava, that the person that loves Talmidei Chachamim, he's zeichet to have children, Talmidei Chachamim. A person who admires Talmidei Chachamim, he's zeichet to have sons-in-law, Talmidei Chachamim. The second mem of Rava is something which we could logically understand. Why is it that Ahava to Talmidei Chachamim gives the person the schus of banam Talmidei Chachamim? And Maiker Rabbanan, Derech Eretz, respect for Talmidei Chachamim, gives the person the schus to have sons of Talmidei Chachamim. This is something we could logically understand. There's a fundamental difference between Ahava and between Kavod. Love and respect. Love does not require any maturity. It doesn't require any intellect. Love is something, even a tinuk ben yoma, a child that's one day old, he's margish the ahava from his mother. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Im lo shivisi v'deimamti nafshi kegomol alei imai." David HaMelech says that the bitachon I have in the Ribbono Shel Olam is kegomol alei imai. What does gomol mean? Gomol means a child that just finished nursing. Vayas Avram mishta gadol b'yom hi gomol as Yitzchak. A child, a baby, that was nursing his mother's milk, so he feels the security. He doesn't have to worry about how he's going to eat the next day. He has the constant, the oitzer of the challah from his mother. But the yom higomel, on the day that he's weaned from nursing, so l'chayr, this child should now be worried. Mele, for the past 2 years, I had my mother's milk, but now, what's going to be tomorrow? I'm not going to be nursing anymore. What's going to be? So the child should mamash be full of trepidation and worried and pachad. What's going to be? How am I going to have panosa? How am I able going to live? I don't have my mother's milk anymore. Zok the pasuk, kegomol alei imai. The child doesn't worry. Why doesn't the child worry? Because the child, even though he's a baby, he feels the ahava from his mother to himself, and Mela, he's not worried. He knows my mother is going to protect me. My mother's going to support me. Even though I'm not nursing my mother's milk anymore, but I know my mother tomorrow is going to give me other food. She's going to give me whatever else I could eat. So the ahava that the child has from his mother, even though he's a baby, he doesn't have any intellect, he doesn't have his IQ is not working as of yet, but he feels the ahava. Ahava is something which a person feels before he matures, before he becomes a ben das. He feels the ahava. Ahava is something which is palatable even at a very, very young age. Mashenken covet, mashenken respect, admiration, that's something that requires a certain amount of das. A child 3 years old, he can understand ahava, but he can't understand covet, he can't understand admiration. That's something which requires a certain amount of sophistication, a certain amount of intellect, of understanding. Then when a person gets older, then he's able to feel, oh, there's respect, there's admiration, there's derecheres, there's covet. Zokt Rava, du rochem rabbanan, haven lebinin rabbanan, a person that has ahava to talmidei chachamim, he'll be zeichet to have children talmidei chachamim. Why? Because the person's children, they feel the ahava, and they see that their father loves talmidei chachamim. So mamish in their youth, when they're mamish young kids, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, they see, who does my father love? And they see their father loves talmidei chachamim. So automatically they feel, if my father loves talmidei chachamim, then talmidei chachamim is a great thing. So these children, mamish from their youth, they put themselves to learning because they see their father has this ahava to talmidei chachamim. The father loves Torah. The father loves the people that are scholars in Torah. And mela, these children, mamish, from the time that they're babies, they feel this ahava to talmidei chachamim. And mela, they say, if my father loves Torah, then I also want to love Torah. And they put themselves into learning. They become talmidei chachamim. Sons-in-law talmidei chachamim, that already requires a certain amount of maturity from the daughters. The daughters are now holding by shiduchim, and they're looking for a husband. So that, they say, who does my father admire? That already requires a certain age, when the daughters are able to understand who their father appreciates, who their father looks up to, who their father respects. And the daughters say, oh, my father, he's Meiker Rabbanan. He has Derecheres V'Talmidei Chachamim. He respects Talmidei Chacham. He admires Talmidei Chacham. Well, if this is who my father admires, then that's the kind of husband that I want, because I want every daughter feels she wants the admiration from her father. So if the daughter feels, if my father admires Talmidei Chachamim, then I'm going to pick for myself a chassan who my father will admire. And if my father admires a Talmud Chacham, then I also admire a Talmud Chacham. The Meila Zot Rava, the Meike Rabbanan, if someone who respects Talmidei Chachamim, Haven le chasan vaser rabbanan. If someone who respects talmidei chachamim, he'll be zeichet to have sons-in-law talmidei chachamim. So the member of Rava is understandable. The rochem rabbanan, haven le benin rabbanan, the one who loves talmidei chachamim. So the children from their youth are brought up with this love, and mele they become talmidei chachamim. The meiker rabbanan, if the one who respects talmidei chachamim, he admires talmidei chachamim, he'll be zeichet to have sons-in-law talmidei chachamim. But the memory of Rav Huna is most difficult to understand. Rav Huna says, "Harugal b'ner haven le'banan talmidei chachamim." A person that he's rugal and ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah, he's zeichet to have children talmidei chachamim. What's meant this? What's the pshat? What's the connection? How is it a person that's makayim ner Shabbos ner Chanukah, he's zeichet to have banan talmidei chacham? What is the pshat? What does this mean? Every Shabbos Chanukah is always Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz is the parsha with Yosef HaTzadik, with his nisoyin with Eshes Potiphar. Yosef HaTzadik had a tremendous nisoyin, which went on for a long period of time. Eshes Potiphar wanted to be Marshal Yosef in Avera Chamura, and Yosef kept on saying, "No, I'm not going to do it." There's a famous chazal that one time Yosef was chalil about to be nichshal in this avera, and suddenly ba'isa shah nirasa dmus the yukne shal avu b'chalayim. Suddenly, at the time where Yosef was about to be nichshal nisavera chamura, he saw an image of his father Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu was telling him, Yosef, don't be chayte, don't sin. But Yosef saw Kavayachal on a screen and an image in his mind and his heart. He saw in front of him the picture of his father Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov was telling him, Yosef, don't be chayte, be mezgarban yetzahara. So Pashas, we learn this Chazal. It was Bederech Nes. It was Davar Shalik, Bederech HaTeva. The Rebbe Shlomo made a Nes to save Yosef from being Nichshal in this Avera Chamura. Reb Sham Shlifal Hirsch says a Davar Nifla. He says it wasn't Bederech Nes. It wasn't a Nes. It wasn't a miracle. It was a Davar Tivi. It was something natural. Yosef was completely Mekusher with Yaakov Avinu. V'nafshay k'shur b'nafshay. Yosef was connected to Yaakov Avinu. So automatically, b'teva, a person that you're connected with when you're in a difficult matzev, a shver matzev, you see his image in front of your eyes. Yosef, that was so close to Yaakov Avinu, kol ma'asheh lamed Yaakov b'shem ve'evre masel Yosef. Yosef was the ben zekunim. Yosef felt a tremendous connection to his father Yaakov. So b'derech ha'teva, when Yosef found himself in this most difficult situation, b'derech ha'teva, the image of Yaakov suddenly appeared in front of his eyes. And he saw in his imagination that his father Yaakov is speaking to him, and he's telling him, Yosef, Yosef, don't be chayte, control yourself. Rav Sham Shmuel here says, from this we learn up that every single father has to mechanech his children in such a way that whenever the child is in a difficult matzav, he should see the image of his father, and he should see that his father is telling him that don't be chayte. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha, once said an amazing story about Rabbi Shaul Salanter. And he gave Akdama before he told us the story. He says, we think that Rabbi Shaul Salanter, he was the founder of the Tnuas HaMusar. He was the founder of the Musa movement. He was the great Bal Musa. And from him unraveled the Tnuas HaMusa, all the great Bali Musa throughout the generations, all come from Rabbi Shaul Salanter. But the Amish says Rabbi Shaul Salanter, that was just one of his things. Rabbi Shaul Salanter wasn't just David Tnuas HaMusa. Rabbi Shaul Salanter was many, many different things. And he said over an amazing story. During the times of Rabbi Shaul Salanter, going back 150 years ago, there were pogroms in Russia. Kiyodua, different cities, the Russians got up and they killed out Jews in different towns, different cities. And it was shreklach. Thousands of Yidden were getting killed from these pogroms. And then, suddenly, after a few years, the pogroms totally stopped. There were no more pogroms in Russia. And no one understood what was the cause. What stopped the pogroms? Now, Rabbi Yaakov said the cause was Rabbi Shaul Salanter. What did Rabbi Shaul Salanter do? Shaul Salanter, he went to Paris. He traveled from Vilna to Paris. And there he met Baron Rothschild, one of the Rothschilds. And he told him like this. He says, there are pogroms in Russia, and we have to stop it. And I have an idea how to stop the pogroms. Everybody knows that Russia, the Tsar, they're very worried about Das HaKol, public relations. What do people think? What do people think of the Russians? What do people think of the Tsar? And if people look down on him, then that the Russians get very disturbed. The Das HaKol bothers them very much. So Rabbi Shaul said, what you should do is, in France, in Paris, you know, there was the main newspaper, like we would call the New York Times today. So Rabbi Shaul said to the Rothschild that he should pay the editor of the Paris Times, we'll call it, to print in the front page of the paper about the pogroms which are taking place in Russia. And the people of France are going to know what's going on in Russia. They're going to see these pogroms. It's going to bother the Tsar very much. And he's going to stop the pogroms. And Kachavi. They printed every day. It costs, you know, thousands of dollars to print on the front page of the Times. It was very expensive. But Rothschild was a very wealthy man. And he listened to Rabbi Saul Salanter. And every day on the front page of the Times, Rothschild paid the editor to be mefarsim, to publicize the pogroms which are taking place in Russia. So the Tsar sent his emissaries to speak to the editor of the Times. What's going on? What are you busy printing on the front page the pogroms which are taking place in Russia? So the editor said, listen, I publish what I'm paid to print. This Rothschild's paying me a lot of money, and I print it. Whatever people pay me, that's what I print. So the Tsar had no answer. So because of that, he had to stop the pogroms. This is just understanding the Chachma of Yisrael Salanter. There's no shaykhs to the Trumas HaMusra. Just understanding the Chachma of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Another Meister, Rabbi Yankov, said about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. When Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was living in Vilna, so there was a tkufa that there was an epidemic, the cholera epidemic. It was an epidemic that... The magefa of cholera, which is, you know, very dangerous, sakonas nefashis. And what was most important to fight the cholera is chizak haguf. The person has to eat well and sleep well. He has to make his body strong. And with that, he'll be able to fight this epidemic. Came Yom Kippur. And Rasul Salanter was a young man at that time. He was in his early 30s, was a young man. But he was a goyin she'en kamayu, and he paskin that no one should fast on Yom Kippur. Everybody in Vilna is mechuyev to eat on Yom Kippur because of this epidemic, sakonas nefashis. Rasul Salanter paskin that everyone should eat. Now Rasul Salanter was a young man at that time, and there was a bezdin of Vilna who had already, you know, olas kainim, talmid chacham aflagim, Reb Ritzal Hakayim, other big dayanim. And they paskin that everyone should fast. But Yisrael Salanter, he was very great, even though he was young. He went around to every single shul in Vilna, and he himself made kiddush bifnei am ve'eda. He made kiddush, and he drank wine, and he ate cake, and he went around to all the people, giving them to eat. So after Yom Kippur, when Kippur was over, so the Bezdin of Vilna were upset. Shal, here there's Kainim, they've been the Rabban of Vilna for so many years, and here comes a young man, and Paskins, without even asking permission from the Bezdin, Paskin to eat on Yom Kippur. So they said to Rabbi Shal Salanter that you weren't allowed to do such a thing, and they said we have to punish you. So Rabbi Shal Salanter said to them like this. He says, I have a kasha on the Beis Shmuel in Hilchas Gittin. And Evan Ez in Hilchas Gittin, there's a certain Beis Shmuel had a right to get. And the Bezdin of Vilna used to go according to the Beis Shmuel, a certain kula had a right to get. And Rasul Salanter said, I have a kasha on this Beis Shmuel. And if you can't answer my kasha, then I could pass all the Gittin that this Bezdin writes. So Rasul Salanter said, if you won't say anything, I'll keep quiet. But if you want to do something to me, I'll be mefarsa my kasha, and I can pass up all the git. I don't understand, because it's a very deep story. I don't understand exactly, but just understanding who Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was. There's another story of Yisrael Salanter, which was an amazing story. This had Yisrael Salanter when he was in Kovna. So he was, Yisrael Salanter was scheduled to say shir in the main base medrash in Kovna. So, you know, before the shir, they put down the Mara Mekaymus, you know, 25 Mara Mekaymus, you know, 5 Gemaras in Bavli, Rishalim, Rambam, Sifra, Sifri, and Bechilta, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch. They put down, you know, 25 Mara Mekaymus of what Yisrael Salanter shir is going to be. Then there were some wise guys in Kovna that they saw the sign of the Mara Mekaymus. They took it off, and they put in different 25 Mara Mekaymus. No shaykhs. Different 25 other Mara Mekaymus. Yisrael Salanter, when he came into the Beis Medrash to say the shir, he saw the sign, and he saw that they switched, they put different Mara Mekaymus. So Yisrael Salanter, he thought for 5 minutes, and then he said a shir on those 25 Mara Mekaymus. So the Yisrael's Talmud, the Alta from Kelen, Reb Simcha Zissel, he said like this. One would think, what was Rabbi Sol doing for these 5 minutes? He's Cheshem Nois, the Shir. He needed 5 minutes to prepare the Shir. He says, no, that's not true. Rabbi Sol Salanter's head was so great, he didn't need 5 minutes. The second he saw the 25 Ramakimas on the spot, he could have said the Shir. That's not what he was thinking about. He was thinking about for 5 minutes, what's the right thing to do? Should he say the Shir? And then everybody's going to know Rabbi Sol Salanter's godless. He saw Mamash, a new member comes on the spot, he said the Shir. Or maybe better he shouldn't say the Shir. That people shouldn't know his greatness, maybe it's better not to say the Shir. On the other hand, maybe he should say the Shir, or maybe be Chil Hashem if he wouldn't say the Shir. Because the Cheshmaning was in Hilchas Musar, what's the right thing to do? Yes, say the Shir, or not say the Shir? This is what he was thinking about 5 minutes. And finally he decided that the right thing to do is to say the Shir. Just understanding who Rabbi Sol Salanter was. So this is just the Akdama to the Maisa which Rabbi Yankov said. Rabbi Sol, the Maisa, which is the Negei to our Inyan, at the times of Rabbi Sol Salanter, that was the time of Haskalah. Haskalah was destroying Yiddishkeit. Haskalah destroyed Europe. I mean, Rav Minyan and Binyan, Rachmel Aslan of the Yidden, then became Maskilim, their Mamish Perkei Oil, and there was a Miut left of Shemar Torah Mitzvah. Haskalah was destroying the Kal Yisrael. Rabbi Sol Salanter, he wanted to fight Haskalah. So he decided that the way to fight Haskalah is with Haskalah itself, the Hainu. He took three of his closest Talmidim, and one of them was his own son, and he sent them to university. That they should study in university, they should study Haskalah, they themselves should become Maskilim in the Chachmas Umas Ha'ilim, and at the same time, there we saw Talmidim, Talmidim Chachamim, Yireim, Ushleimim, and Mele is going to produce these three close Talmidim we saw Salanter, that they'll be Yireim, Ushleimim, Shemei Torah Mitzvahs, Talmidim Chachamim. At the same time, they're knowledgeable in the Chachmas Umas Ha'ilam, they're Maskilim, and they'll be able to go and fight Haskalah, and they'll be able to destroy Haskalah from Kal Yisrael. This is Rabbi Yisrael's plan, and this is what he did. He took these three Talmidim, and he sent them to university. But the Maisa, Haskalah then was such a powerful Yetzihara that Lo Yitzliach, all three of them were Yetzel Atar Basura Rachman al-Aslan, including Rishol Salander's own son. All of them, Mamish, Rachman al-Aslan, Mamish Ba'perik Oil. They completely left Teremitzes and Gansen. You do a kind of stories of Rishol Salander. He came with his son. His son was a professor at university, and he made Tznoim with him, not to write on Shabbat. Gansen, all Maises. It was a few years ago, in the papers, they printed a story that was somebody, Lifkin, that he became a Baal Tshuva. I said, this Lifkin, he was a great-grandson of Yisrael Salanter's son. Yisrael Salanter's name was Yisrael Lifkin. And there's recently, like 10 years ago, there was somebody, Lifkin, I think in Eretz Yisrael, who became a Baal Tshuva. He was a great-grandson of Yisrael Salanter's son, who after generations became a Baal Tshuva. Al-Kopanam, one of these students of Yisrael Salanter, he completely left Yiddishkeit. And he was a doctor. He went to medical school. And he married a shiksa, Rachman al-Aslan. And he had children, a family, children going. His wife was a guy. His children were going. Complete assimilation. He lived in a faraway place. Gansen, Mamish, a guy, no connection whatsoever to Yiddishkeit. And this went on for years and years, that this doctor was Mamish, total assimilation. One day, this doctor, he wakes up in the morning, and suddenly, he feels not well with himself, spiritually. He feels like he has no menuchas ha-nefesh, and he's very uncomfortable, and he starts walking back and forth in his room, and he starts thinking, and he walked out of his house, and he starts walking, miles and miles and miles, until it gets dark. And then he passes by a building, and he hears people singing. And he listens from the outside. People are singing. What are they singing? Kol Nidre. It was Leil Yom Kippur. He hasn't been in shul years and years. Goy Gomer, Rachman al-Islam. He listens from the outside. He hears the Kol Nidre. And suddenly, the Musta Yukna Shal Rabbi Nira Bachalayim. He suddenly sees the image of his Rebbe, Rishol Salanter. He woke up. He had a Zahis Iris that he never had for years and years. He walked into the Beis Medrash. into the shul. He sat in the back, and he hears the people davening Yom Kippur. And he sat there in the back, and he stood there the whole night crying. And the next day, when the people came back with davening, he was there the whole davening till Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And he was completely nesayir l'tshuva. He remembered Reb Shaul Salanter. He remembered his teachings. He remembered his chinuch. He remembered his yiras shamayim. He remembered Reb Shaul's kedusha, and he was completely nesayir to go back to his roots. He came home, and he left his wife and he left his children. He ran away. He ran away, and he moved to Minsk. And Rabbi Yaakov came from Minsk, and he says he remembers this doctor. This doctor, he lived by himself in a small apartment, and he was a doctor, and he used to make house visits. And he never charged any money for these house visits. He was always for free, just to give him a meal. And that's how he lived. And the people from Minsk used to talk that this doctor, he's the one that had Shaychat Reb Shaul Salanter. So the person, Rachman al-Islam, years, complete assimilation, married a guy. No Shabbos, no Yontiv, no Yom Kippur, no Tefillin, no Tzitzis, nothing. Children, Goyim, Gemurim. But then suddenly he woke up when he saw the Demuz, the Yuknai, Shal Rabbi Bachalai, and he saw Reb Shaul Salanter, a vision of Reb Shaul Salanter, his image in a screen, telling him, "My Talmud, wake up, do tshuva, don't be Nichshal and your Averis anymore." And he was Nisayr completely, that Imamish ran away from his family and became Mamish a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Now, the question is, how do you do it? How does a person see to it that his children should see that the Musta Yuknai shall over Bachalain? Sham Shal Follow her said that every father has to see to it that the child Beteva should see the image of his father in the Chalain. And he should see his father telling him, "My son, watch yourself, don't be nichshal, remain a yirei shamayim, live b'kedusha." How do you do it? How does this happen? The Teretz says, there's two things involved. This happens, first of all, the father himself has to be a yirei shamayim. The father himself has to live b'kedusha. The father himself has to be machshev Torah mitzvahs. The father himself has to be a racham rabbanan, a maker rabbanan. The father himself has to be a person who represents not being over averus. The father has to be a person that when the son sees the image of his father, he knows his father's telling him, don't do the averus. But if the father himself is not a yirei shamayim, if the father himself doesn't live b'kedusha, the father himself is nichshal in averus, so even if the son sees the image of his father, but he doesn't see his father telling him, Yosef, Yosef, don't sin, the father has to be a person that's an image of kedusha. The father has to be a person that's an image of telling his son not to be nichshal in chet. That's one thing. But then that's not enough. Even if the father is a tzaddik yisoid olam, but the father has to be connected to his children, that the son has to want to see the image of his father. If the father doesn't have a good relationship with his son, if there's a generation gap, and the father and the son are not connected to each other, then even if the father is a gevaldik mensch and a gevaldik yirei shamayim, but the son will not see the image of his father because the son negates his father. The son doesn't want to see the image of his father. So there has to be a tremendous kesha v'nafshei k'shuru b'nafshei. There has to be tremendous hiskashas ha-nefesh that the son loves his father. The son admires his father. The son wants to see the image of his father. And you have the two together, that the father himself represents tzidkus, the father represents yirashamayim, and the father is connected to the son. The son loves his father. The son admires his father. The two put together, then there'll be nirsa d'mus yukna shel ovu b'chalayim, and the father's telling him to be mezgaber. Amar Avhuna, Haragul Bener, Havale Banu Talmid Chachamim, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. What's Ner Shabbos and what's Ner Chanukah? Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis, the Gemara says. Ner Shabbos represents that in the house, in the family, there's Ava V'Achav Shalom V'Reyos. That's what Ner Shabbos is. That Ner Shabbos is that the father and his children are Makusha with each other. There's Shalom between them. Shalom doesn't just mean that there's no fighting, there's no arguing between each other. I once heard it from Rabbi Yankov also. He said, we say, Oysa shalom b'mreima hu yasa shalom aleinu. The one who makes shalom and the shamayim should make shalom amongst us. Rabbi Yankov said, what, shalom means there's no fighting. Fighting is only in this world. There's no fighting, there's no mechamas taking place above. What does it mean that the Baruch Shalom makes shalom b'mreim? The Baruch Shalom makes shalom in the Shemayim, he should make shalom amongst us. What's shalom b'mreim of? What kind of fighting is going on upstairs that the Baruch Shalom makes shalom? The answer is, Rabbi Yaakov said, shalom doesn't mean that there's no fighting, that there's peace, that there's a cold peace. Shalom means harmony. Shalom means that when there's a symphony, a musical symphony, and there's many different kinds of musical instruments and different people singing. So even if each musical instrument alone is very nice, but the two instruments could clash with each other, and mele there's no geschmackheit in the music. You don't enjoy the symphony. But the conductor, he's the one that harmonizes everything. That there shouldn't be a stereo between the clarinet and the trumpet and the drums and the keyboard. Everything should flow together in complete harmony. This person has a high pitched voice. This person has a low pitched voice. And the conductor makes the sitar that should be shalom. That there should be complete harmony. The same way the Neir Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis doesn't mean that the husband and wife don't fight with each other. There's no debating, there's no fighting going on between the parents and the children. Shalom means that there's complete harmony, that they live together ba'ava va'achav v'shalom v'reyos. That's the Neir Shabbos represents. Neir Chanukah, that represents Kedusha, Neir Halalu Kodeshem. Neiris Chanukah represents Kedusha. Neiris Chanukah represents a person's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neiris Chanukah represents that a person that Pesumei Nisa, that a person's margish the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Neiris Chanukah is. Zok Rav Huna, HaRogel B'Ner. If a person is Rogel B'Ner, we don't just mean he does the actual mechanical mitzvah of Neir Shabbos, Neiris Chanukah. It means that he does what Neir Shabbos, Neir Chanukah represent, the person that's Rogel B'Ner, which means to say that in his house there's Neir Shabbos, which means his house there's Ava V'Ach V'Shalom V'Reyos. In his house there's a deep connection between the father and the son. And he's Rogel B'Ner Chanukah, which means that the father lives B'Kedusha, HaNeiris Halalu Kodeshein. So the father himself represents a person of Kedusha, of Yerushalayim, of Midas Tovus, and there's Neir Shabbos, the father is connected to the son. So therefore, the son, whenever he's going to be in a Shvera Matzav, the son's going to see his father, and he's going to look at his father, and what does he see in his father? Yerushalayim. He sees in his father Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and he's connected to his father. Heavenly Banu Talmid HaChachamim. The one that's Rogel B'Ner, if the father is Rogel B'Ner, which means he fulfills what the Neir Shabbos, Neir Chanukah represents, he himself lives B'Kedusha, he himself has the Avas HaTorah, he himself is Maikar Rabbanan, he himself is Kevei Itum HaTorah, he himself loves the Torah, he loves Talmid HaChachamim, he loves the mitzvahs. And he has Neir Shabbos, that between him and his son, there's the Ava V'Achav V'Shalom V'Reyos, so then he's Zeicha Heavenly Banu Talmid HaChachamim. Then he's Zeicha Talmid HaChachamim. We're a few days away from Chanukah. Dasach Mirf will take this to heart. These two chazalim, that a person Racham Rabbanan, Meikar Rabbanan, a person that loves Talmid HaChachamim, he admires Talmid HaChachamim. He's zeicha to have sons Talmid HaChachamim, sons love Talmid HaChachamim. The person that's Rogel B'Ner, a person that he fulfills what the Neir Shabbos and Chanukah represents. He lives B'Kedusha, he has Avas HaTorah, and he connects himself to his children. He gives over his life to Mechanukah's children. He gives over to his children what he represents. He's Yirei Shemayim, and he gives over to his children Yirei Shemayim. How does he do it? Because he's connected to them, because they have the Neir Shabbos. Then with zeicha to have Talmid HaChachamim. Thank you very much. I wish you all a good day.
Once he became a professor.